When someone offends you, you have two options. You can either overlook the offense or you confront the offense. In the last video, we looked at how to overlook or cover an offense. In this video, we want to look at how to confront an offense. And there's a wrong way of doing this and a right way of doing this. We're going to look at some of the wrong ways, then some of the right ways. So what are some of the wrong ways in which we can confront sin in someone? I think the first thing is addressing everything all the time. You know, you never pick your targets. You just go in all guns blazing all the time. You'll never get a hearing eventually if you do that. But the other extreme, of course, is avoiding everything all the time. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, and yet there is evil, and we shouldn't avoid it. The third wrong way is to compromise, and compromise is driven by pragmatism, and pragmatism is driven by politics and people-pleasing rather than principle. Fourth wrong way is denial. So you minimise. You try and kid on, it didn't really happen. And yet everyone knows it did happen. And you can't forget that it happened. But you're trying to deny and you're trying to minimise. Another option is delay. But that's a wrong option. Because you leave it, and all the time you leave it, you're boiling inside. The bitterness is growing deeper and deeper roots. Delay just makes the pain worse. And then the sixth wrong way is attack, where you just go in with a view to winning, whether it's using the loudest voice or manipulation or bullying or intimidating. You're out to attack the person more than what they have done. And then the seventh wrong approach is pessimism, where you go into a situation, you think the worst of the person, you put the worst construction on everything that they've done, and you expect the worst. You don't expect this to work, so you go in with no faith, no hope. And usually if you do so, well, you'll be proven right. So, wrong ways of confronting sin. Let's look at the right way of doing this. And the first thing is to get the right context. So, if you're going to critique someone, address sin in their life, you'll have a much better chance of having some success if it's in the context, the wider context of praise and encouragement, support, positivity. If the only time somebody hears from you is when you're coming to confront a sin, you won't get a hearing. So you want to build that positive context. Secondly, you want to have the right spirit. Gentle, calm, quiet. Taking the log out of your own eye before you try and take a little splinter out of someone else's. Thirdly, confront the right person. And that means basically going straight to them and not to other people about that person. So confront that person. Then fourthly, choose the right time and place. Choose a time and place when you're not stressed out, you're not going to be interrupted, where you can have a good constructive conversation, and try and do it face to face, not via text, email, phone. Face-to-face much better than all these methods. So choose the right time and place. Number five, choose the right priorities. So manage to separate primary from secondary issues. Sometimes you have to address a few things in a person's life, but you've got to put them on a sort of league table so that you deal with the big things rather than just deal with all the small things. Then you won't get a hearing for the bigger things. So get the right priorities. Sixthly, the right optimism. So going in hopefully, positively, expectantly, putting the best construction on what the person has done and what the person says, and expecting the best out of this as well. And then seventhly, the right listening. Going in not just to speak, but to hear, and trying to give the person a reasonable hearing, hear their point of view, maybe have your own view changed and understand things from their perspective. And then eighthly, have the right aim. You're aiming not to win, not to defeat. You're aiming at the glory of God and the good and growth of that person. And then going in with the right humility, recognizing that you too are a flawed creature, you too have your own failings, and that you take responsibility for even your contribution to this problem. And then lastly, the right forgiveness, so that you are ready and willing to offer forgiveness and give it to the repentant. But there's a wrong kind of forgiveness, and that's giving forgiveness to the unrepentant. And we're going to look at that in the next video. But this video deals with confrontation. Real men confront sin.